Hey everyone, thanks a lot for tuning into the iBeta First podcast. This one's gonna have some janky audio, unfortunately. We were testing some things out for our E3 broadcasting, and we didn't realize that we had to change an audio setting on someone's laptop. So, sorry about that, but we will totally fix it for our E3 coverage. Thanks, and have a great listen. Hi, I'm Eric.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Chris.
And I'm Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
We're I Beat It First. Yay! Woo-hoo! Wow. No, stop. No.
No?
No. Are we even in L.A.?
Not yet.
Then you're not going to debut your shitty-ass theme song now. Guess what? You're also not going to debut your shitty-ass theme song in L.A.
But that's the point. It's supposed to be shitty.
That's so shitty, though.
So good. I like these boxes. So I feel like I'm, like, muff diving on all y'all.
We are. Yeah, we're all, like, staring at each other.
Maintaining eye contact. Asserting dominance.
Watch me poop. Reasons.
It was true. We did drunkenly think it up yesterday.
Watch me poop.
We could be pooping right now. This is now a pooping podcast. It's actually drinking poop.
No, this is Wilson the podcast. we're all the neighbor from Home Improvement.
So to explain a little bit more, so that we're not just like randomly talking about bullshit, we're all in these little sound capturing cubes that we've made so that we don't have echo and feedback. But because of that, we have to, like, cram our faces into it weirdly. And now we all just are kind of peeking at each other over the top of the boxes.
Hi
over there. How you doing? It is, if someone were to walk in, this would be quite the thing to look at. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
This is true. We aren't making out this time.
I am glad to have my own box.
I miss the sloppy makeouts.
Sure you do. No.
I'm just gonna rub it on my nose a little bit.
Okay, everybody. So we're recording this a little early, and this is going up a little bit early because tomorrow at roughly about 3:30 in the morning, we leave for LA.
Yeah, this is an inaugural episode of our E3 podcast extravaganza, I guess.
Solid week of podcasting. Solid week.
We did do this.
Solid week of video games.
Yeah, we did do this solid last year.
Thank God someone got some odor eaters for his goddamn feet.
Yeah.
So mean.
Oh, but they smell so bad.
They're so bad.
So bad.
They were so.
Those who don't know. A day on my feet and shoes. Yeah, my feet smell.
Oh, they're fucking horrible. All right, and to commemorate our trip to LA, we are also all drinking the bottle of soju that I brought back from LA with me that I just never drank with my wife.
You're handing that out now?
Yeah, dude. We're drinking it now.
We're getting crunk.
Is that even a thing to say anymore? They're like 6% alcohol. It's just wine.
Yeah, but I've already been drinking.
It's wine. You have less than a glass of wine right now.
Fair enough.
You are whining.
That's true. This is also true. You should already be pretty.
I'm so glad that I sobered you up a little bit.
Yeah, that would have been a mess.
Chris was watching soccer because soccer before E3 apparently is a thing for him.
Yep.
Chris, get your face all up in that box. There you go. That's better.
He's not used to that.
He's not used to it now.
No, he's not experienced.
You got to perform. You got to be ready. You got to get in there.
The nose has to be in there too.
Let them know what's up.
Yeah.
Got to rub it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
This is horrible. This is absolutely the worst ever. Like, I am uncomfortable. I can't imagine listening to this in my car or listen to anybody listening to this.
Hey.
I apologize.
Anybody who is listening to this is lucky because they don't have the visual that I just saw.
Oh my God. This is horrible. This is bad.
God.
Can we start over?
Nope, we
I'm
can't.
Jason. No, I'm Jason. I'm Jason. Start over.
No. No. We can't start over. This train is moving.
God, Chris.
No.
Oh.
No. All right.
All right, so this is really about E3, I promise. There's video games going on here.
Oh my God, so many video games. However, Chris, can you talk about any video games that you've been playing?
I can't, so under embargo, but I can talk to you a little bit about some books that I've been reading.
Some books that you've been reading?
Yes.
Sure.
Are they nerd books at least?
Are they
nerd books?
All right. Well, we'll let nerd books go, because nerd books are cool.
I'm looking at the cover for it. Yeah, that's a nerd book.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear about The Blinding Knife.
Yes, The Blinding Knife is the second
Brent Weeks
Lightbringer series.
Oh, the Lightbringer series. Yes. Oh, okay.
So basically, it's got a very interesting concept of magic.
What?
No, this game isn't a book.
but it's so engaging. Well,
here's the plus side. It's a video game podcast, and he got so engrossed in the fact that it's a video game podcast that he called it a game.
Book.
Okay, this book.
Goddamn it, book.
Book.
So, in magic in this world is based off the 7 different colors of the spectrum. We have sub-red, red, super violet, orange, yellow, blue, and green.
Wait, they can only see 7 colors? That's kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
Base colors, I'm assuming.
Well,
that's not base. Violet's not a base color.
It's
not
base, yeah.
So, basically, people, they draft, they're called drafters. They draft it, these colors, physical form, called luck. And what they draft, affects their mood to based off what the color they're drafting.
Does it also make them faster? Oh, so it's not like drafting and racing?
No.
Oh.
Isn't that drifting?
Drifting is a way to take turns.
Oh, it's when you're falling behind someone.
Drafting is when you get inches away from them. It happens in a lot of racing, but you basically put yourself into their like little air bubble, their slipstream, and then it allows you to slingshot past them.
You want
to
know something interesting about racing? This is a video game podcast!
Anywho.
Talk about a bug.
Back to the point. So, not everyone can see all the colors either. So, girls, 50% of the girls can see all of the colors. Most of the boys can't. They can only see maybe like 1 or 2 or 3.
Sounds about right. When I go to pick out a color at Home Depot, I'm like, this is red. And my wife's like, no, it is not.
That's crimson. Wait. So, they're like dogs. Sweet.
And so...
It's like the old Game Boy commercial, or old Game Gear commercials. If you were a dog and you could only see in shades of green, you would love playing on this game console.
Oh,
but you're a human, and you see all the colors.
And you can only cast mad at colors.
And so each color is related to like the type of magic, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay.
And also the different types of colors up with your mind as well. Like, I think like blues, like logical, whatever. So it kind of changes your mood, whatever.
Sure.
And then if you draft too much, you see it in your eyes, and it will break the halo, as they say, as you go outside of your eye. Then
shit will go down.
Yeah.
Okay.
You basically go crazy.
And so that's probably like the main aspect of the story, I'm assuming?
Not really, but it's a part of the world. And so some people, when they break the halo, they try to recreate themselves with their crafting stuff onto themselves.
Interesting.
But it's definitely an interesting way of...
Body modification? Ooh.
But it's definitely...
Tell me more.
...an interesting way of thinking about magic based off the whole color spectrum. Except for, white and black.
Can people see white and black?
But, well, you're not...
Although black is...
White and black.
All the
black
colors.
Is the absence of color. White is all the colors. White...
Black is all.
White is the absence of color. I forget. I always get them backwards.
You don't think of light refraction. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm like one of them is the absence of all colors, and one of them is all colors. Like black is 0000000. White is FFFFFFF.
Yeah, you might be right. Whatever. Colors.
Yay.
Casting, like actually doing magic off white and black.
Verboten.
Does it?
Is das verboten?
Oh my god. So this is the second book in the series. How many are in the series?
There's 4 released right now. There's a 5th one coming out.
And when is HBO picking up this series for a TV show?
I don't know, but maybe Netflix or Amazon if you're looking for a series.
I'm pretty sure when you said The Lightbringer, this sounds familiar. I think that somebody already picked it up. I don't know who, but I think someone did. Hang on, let's find out.
Whatever, I just want The Witcher Netflix series to come out like right now. That's all I want.
Or I also want the Castlevania Netflix series season 2 to come out.
Oh, yeah, that was really
good. It's supposed to be this summer. It's supposed to be, like,
really
soon.
Okay, good, good.
Do you see they got picked up for a 3rd season, too?
Nice.
The Castlevania did?
Yeah.
Nice, good, because that was really well done.
Yeah.
They didn't even get to the fucking castle.
Well, yeah, because it was originally supposed to be, like, a movie trilogy.
Right.
Like, 3 movies, so it was, like, that's why it's only 4 episodes, was because that was
a movie.
The series, so it was a movie. And then season 2 was going to be the next 2 movies, so that's 8 episodes.
Nice. Well, that's good to hear.
It has not been picked up from what I can see. So, hey, Netflix, You got gobs and gobs of cash. Just throw Amazon, it this way.
You got gobs of cash. Yeah,
Amazon does places. Too, however. Netflix has gobs and gobs of cash of only server maintenance, marketing, and making shit.
But the Amazon, making shit's been pretty good lately.
Yeah, and Amazon's got some other things, but they're also like the most, like they have the most money.
Of the two? Yeah. Amazon's blowing Netflix out of the water.
Netflix passed Apple a few weeks back, so I mean, that's...
Because they're not a shit company? That's true.
They're not a shit company, that's right.
Yeah. I mean, they might be, but until they show their truth. Oh, yeah. Go Apple, is that what you just said?
Fuck you, Apple.
Oh, okay. Go on iTunes to rate our episode.
Please. Please. 5 stars. Shitty review. We actually do have a review on there now. Oh, yeah. That if you go onto the iOS store.
Our second 5-star?
Yeah, it's our second 5-star review of someone.
It's about yours truly.
Yeah,
yes. It's the best.
It's about a very deep voiced woman, apparently.
deep voice is a win.
One of our listeners was listening on their phone, but not with headphones. Like they were just sitting in their break room, and someone walked in, and they're like, "Is that a really deep voiced woman?" Nope. It was Jason.
Yay! Works for me. Hey, at least everyone's just like, why does that chick sound like she's horrible?
The best part is that you sound sexually ambiguous and you look sexually ambiguous. So it's a win-win right there.
Yep.
That's why I'm so good at this box game right here, man.
Oh, my God. All right.
Oh, my God.
No, no traps.
There'd be problems.
No traps.
None of that.
Alright, so you didn't play any games that
we can talk about.
That's right. I was kidding that.
I didn't play any games that we can talk about.
Mm-hmm. I also did not play any games that we can talk about, unfortunately.
Oh my God.
However, I did start listening to a new podcast that's really fucking funny. I'm only going to say the website that it is part of once, because it's not necessarily part of the website, but two of the guys that do it write for it, giantbomb.com. But it's called All Systems Goku.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay, here's what it is. It's two guys that have never liked anime ever before. And they played Fighters when it came out. And they're like, we should probably give this Dragon Ball anime a try. So they're recapping the episodes for Dragon Ball Z Kai.
Where did they start? Because
it is fucking hilarious. It is so fucking funny. It is definitely worth listening. If anybody out there needs an additional podcast to listen to besides us, keep listening to us. But they do a weekly podcast. They recap. They start off with 3 episodes and then they move to 5 episodes a week. Right now I'm at Goku is about to start fighting Frieza for the first time, non-Super Saiyan Goku, so he hasn't gone, but certain highlights, they immediately establish that Yamcha is shit and he's a giant joke and that he should not be entrusted with anything. Senzu beans are technically meth, and Goku is technically getting himself methed up on the spaceship to Namek.
This makes sense. I can see that.
It's fucking great, dude. And then they start off and they're like, Krillin's a giant joke. And they're like, wait, Krillin's kind of badass. And then like, oh, but he's really weak now. And so it's really hilarious hearing new people who've never seen Dragon Ball. Because, I mean, it's really hard in a lot of the group of friends people that haven't seen it.
And then also, if they haven't seen it, like even as like hardcore nerds, if they watch it, it's really hard for us not to like geek out on them.
Oh yeah,
and be like, "Oh, Yamcha's your favorite? Just you wait, faggot!" You know, or something like that. Yeah, yeah. You know, it's hard to.
Or if you like your day job is kind of a nerdy day job like mine, it's
like all of us.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm gonna get coffee with some coworkers and hear some Naruto or something. Like, oh hey, there's this little cartoon about.
Believe it.
Acknowledge. So Dragon Ball, I'm like. Oh, never knows what I'm talking about
because
we're all nerds.
Woo-hoo! We're all giant nerds. You need to get your head down into that box there, buddy. Yeah, like if you have your nose sitting right on it, you're good. Yeah. Anyways, yes, we're all giant nerds. You're a giant nerd. You're a giant nerd.
Indeed.
I'm a giant nerd.
All right. I think that's why. That's the only reason why we all like get along at all.
Yeah, because you're a dick.
Oh, I'm the dick.
I'm a dick too, you're a dick.
Yeah.
Actually, no, we get along because we're dicks.
Let me put down my soju and I'll give you a high five. That was such a white high five.
It was a white weak high five, and even if it was loud, I'm pretty sure that it wouldn't get picked up by these boxes anyway.
Box game is strong, man. I'm enjoying this a lot.
It's really good. But anyway, so All Systems Goku is really fucking funny. You should definitely listen to it. It's a really good ride to listen to. The one big thing about that is that listening to that made me really want to start rewatching Dragon Ball Abridged.
Abridged. Okay. Abridged. All right. Abridged is
because
pretty funny.
Because they're laughing and cursing the entire time as they're recapping this of like, oh, this fucking idiot and blah blah blah. So I'm like, oh man, I want to hear Goku call Piccolo a Yoshi again. So I started watching Abridged again.
Man, oh man.
Abridged is great, man. When we were at Phoenix Comic Fest, we met two of the guys from Team Four Star.
My favorite thing about our little trinity that we have here is that there's things for each of us that I'm going to look at one of you, and you'll look at me for something else too, where I'm just going to look at you and be like, man, you're a fucking nerd. And there's other things where you're just going to be like, whoa, Jason, ease up on that whatever obvious fault I have that I can't see because I'm blind to it because I think I'm awesome. And then you're all going to be like, no, you're dumb.
Traps.
Yeah, traps over there.
Lollies.
I don't like lollies. let's establish.
No, oh, yeah, hentai over there. Not hentai.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Fan service
hentai.
Fan service. Fan service, not hentai. In case you guys don't remember, I did start playing that game Master of Eternity, and I'm still playing the game Master of Eternity.
That's lolly
and
shit.
And they're
right
doing
there.
It's more fan service. There's only two lollies in it. The rest of them are giant breasted like 20-year-olds.
Are they?
Yes. Maybe. I don't know. They're genetically made.
They're probably like 5,000 years old, but they have the body of a 13-year-old.
Yes, if it was lollies, he would play it. Actually, if I showed him a couple of the lollies, he'd be like, oh yeah, I'm going to play the shit out of that game.
I tried it.
But the mech portion, fine. However, they are starting apparently a crossover with Hatsune Miku.
Dude, I'm having such a hard time with all the, like, for mobile gaming for me anymore. I'm on a hardcore decline, man. I am having a hard time finding a game that can keep me entertained anymore until it's just like, hey, paywall, or a shit ton of ads and stuff like that, which I get, but if I'm paying like $1.99 or $1.04, like
if you have to pay to get the game, then you shouldn't have to pay anything outside of it. We've talked about that before. But there's also like certain things, like they came out with a new Dragon Ball game, Dragon Ball Legends. It finally launched worldwide like a few weeks ago, and I played the beta and I was like, it's all right. I started playing it again. I'm like, it's just,
It's more of the same.
Well, no, it's a more of a fighting game style instead of Dokken Battle, where you've got
more control.
Yeah, you have control. You fly in and out. You fly back. But realistically, it's not that fun. One, and it requires way more looking at your phone than I want from a mobile game. Now there are a lot of people that really like it, but one of the reasons why I like Dokken Battle is that I can like look up and like do something, and then look back down and like hit a couple of buttons, and, like prep something, and then it'll
like
go
a soft
through.
Pause.
Yeah, it's like a soft pause. I can just kind of like look around
for a second.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about anything. But this one, it's very heavy PvP. Mm. Like it connects to people. The server connections, from what I've heard from some people, can be a little spotty. But it's just not that fun. And the dodge is kind of janky. It doesn't always work all the time. So I played and I beat the shit out of people for like 5 or 6 rounds, and I was like, man, I'm kind of done with it. But it's also why I don't really play a lot of fighting games, too.
That's okay,
especially
though,
online.
Because, like, it's a double-edged sword, in my opinion, because mobile games are getting way better. I mean, fuck, like we were talking about last time, you know, with, like, PUBG, Fortnite playing on your phone, stuff like that. If you would have told me, like, 10, 15 years ago, I'd have been like, get out of town. That's impossible. That's too amazing. But at the same time, it seems like if you can't make a dollar every single time I log into my device, then you're not going to like put the dev time behind it. And that's what sucks.
Oh,
like,
it's solidly made.
It really stinks, though, that we're in a time and age where, I mean, I know that like 20 years ago, 30 years ago, when you bought a game, you bought the game and you're all done with it and stuff like that. And it's
with
hard,
all its bugs and everything.
Yeah, with everything. You know, so it's hard to be like, oh, I missed the days, right, of having just shit games sometimes or phenomenal games and it's done. And now we're in the day and age where you know, even actual full-on $60 release games are just like, hey, the $60 release is just going to get you basic whatever, and then there's going to be DLCs and
stuff
like that.
Thankfully, I think we all bitched about it enough that that's going away.
I don't think it's going to go away.
It's probably going to come back. It's going to rear its head again in another 2 years, I think. I think
they're
going to have
like,
a lull.
They're going to disguise it. It's going to be different. It's going to be, because they'll get smart about it. They'll be like,
oh, they got super smart with the season passes.
Of course
they're like,
did.
Yeah, you season pass, you're going to get like these three DLCs
totally
and this story
pack.
We totally
didn't develop this stuff beforehand.
The worst, though, is when they sell you a season pass and then they either underdeliver. So they sell you a season pass and they underdeliver and they just stop. Like, it's supposed to be five things and they stop it at four. Or they sell you a season pass, it goes to five, and then they add like a sixth and seventh on, which has happened, and then you have to pay extra for it. And that is bullshit. I think that a season pass should be a season pass. You buy it, as long as you keep updating that game, then they should get that shit for that price that they paid for it. It is fucking dumb.
Agreed.
Why the hell is the wife calling you right now?
She's probably going to sleep.
Oh, she's probably drunk as fuck.
No, that too.
Yeah, that's because everybody bitched at EA.
Because
of Battlefront. Yeah, that's why.
How long is that going to be?
But that's why I was saying that it's going to be about a year or two lull, and then it's just going to come back in full force again.
No, if. To me, what I think they're going to do is that they're going to be like, hey, yeah, here's everything that we're going to do that we're planning on. Everything's out here. You got it all right now from the base content. It'll be out for 6 months, a year, whatever they want to do. And they'll be like, oh, man, you guys are doing so great. We decided to make something new. It's like totally not planned on at all. $20.
$20.
$20.
Well, I think it's really more of like, we're sorry about that.
Well, they should fucking be sorry.
Well, that's – okay, so it's twofold. It's – we're sorry that of what we did with Battlefront. We're super sorry, but we've got this shit in
our back
pocket.
I disagree.
No. I'm saying it's both. I'm saying it's both. They're marketing it as we're sorry, and then they're like,
we're gonna see hardcore. We're gonna see with Battlefront.
Oh, I'll get mine, bitch.
We're gonna see with number five coming out here, and then also with Anthem. And I think Anthem is just gonna be a gigantic cash grab, just like Destiny's been. And it's going to be like, you know what? They're going to be smart about it. They're going to keep it to like cosmetic stuff at first. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be all like, hey, yeah, you know, there's nothing big here. Or
can get hairy, your legs.
Or the advancements will be on like PvE stuff only. Like, hey, yeah, here's a better gun, but you can only use it PvE. You know, they'll be smart. They'll introduce it back in very slowly and be like, hey, there's no harm to your online play. There's no reason. Regardless of the fact you have to be online 100% to play a game, that doesn't matter apparently anymore. But this, they'll slowly bring it back in and they'll find other things. I mean, they can do whatever they want. Pretty much. Yeah. No, that's
I really
point.
Feel bad for people that have shitty internet.
Yeah, you made your point the first time.
Yeah. It was gross the first time. It was gross the second time. We don't need it again.
Yeah,
we've
already made plenty of box jokes.
No,
we don't need
no.
anal. Oh my god! Oh my god! Chris, save us!
God, he derailed my train of thought. I was going to say something, and it's just
I know we're
now.
Having a great discussion, and you know.
And then somebody had to start talking about butt things.
BBC, yeah.
No butt play. Mm, all right.
Oh my god!
No traps. All right.
Wouldn't be so bad if you didn't like instigated. Like, you'd be like, oh, you like traps, buddy. You're just like, oh, man. You're just like, you know what? I fucking love traps. You're just like, what you're about?
It's like when you talk to a brony and all they can talk about is My Little Pony. Like, that's the problem. It's like, you know, if I wanted to talk about My Little Pony, it wouldn't be so bad. But the fact that you, every time that you want to talk to me, all you want to do is talk about My Little Pony.
First of all, I am extremely pissed that we have now talked about My Little Pony on this fucking podcast.
We've talked about bronies before.
Number two, I'm more upset that you've akined it to that because, fuck. I am not a fan of any of this.
Wait. Traps and bronies. They're pretty much along the same lines.
I never made the line. I see it and I'm pissed. No, I don't want to talk about any of this.
We're not talking about lollies. We're not talking about bronies. We're not talking about fucking traps anymore. We're done. Jason.
For a day.
What did you play? We're going to have way too much to fucking talk about tomorrow. Thank God.
Oh, my God. So, actually a great segue for this is that the fact of
wait.
Not the trap discussion, not the trap. Not
like, how does that discussion of traps, lollies, and bronies? I'm hoping that you're referring to the money grab.
And, the money grab is what I am talking about.
Okay, go for it.
So, related to what we were talking about prior to the debauchery was about the money grab. And, you know, a big proponent of that was WB Games with Shadow of War that I've been recently picking up. Because yes. I just picked it up because I refused to buy it new because of all the bullshit that they had went through as well, similar to EA Games. With
bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, and I still see
wow,
the sting.
That came out pretty good.
Stop it. Just stop. I still.
Sorry, we're still playing with.
We're playing with audio options. Yeah, we're still. This is still green for us to be able to be actually proficient at podcasting, especially on travel.
Yes, we're really trying. Like we're changing a lot of what we do so that we can make sure that we get the podcast out at E3 every day.
Pardon our dust.
Pardon our dust.
Yes.
Anywho.
So with Shadow of War, I still feel the sting of the online marketplace. Like, they had a lot of options there that was just so obviously a cash grab to be able to bring in people to be like, hey, yeah, you know what? I do want that little extra boost. I do want whatever. If they removed the online aspect to this game, like, completely, like, there's just no online aspect. It was just for, like, the same game as Shadow of Mordor was. This would be a phenomenal game. It would have been like a pickup right where you left off. You enjoy the same orc killing. Everything's good and fun. But you know what? They did the cash grab. And here's a prime example of on how it like hindered the game because they wanted more money. It absolutely hindered it. The online stuff, there's a lot of online options. And you know what? I can see the dev work behind it, that the idea was there, that they wanted to make something cool and different. But if they... It didn't add enough to make it worthwhile for the game that just taking away wouldn't have been better.
You know what I really hate? Online games.
I know you do. You hate people. Yeah.
I hate people.
I hate physical people. You hate online people.
You hate online people too, though.
I will play online games, though, because I'm at least fucking murdering them.
Well, yeah, but that gets boring.
And then
if I have to rely on them for anything, God. Fuck no.
Well, and the online aspects of Shadow of War are not against people. You're like an online vendetta. Another player got killed. Go kill them. Make a revenge for them.
If
or whatever
your network
like
goes out, though, you're still fine, though, at least.
Yeah,
right?
Like at least
okay.
In this game,
it's like,
you're not...
It's like P5, where you set up the online, and if the network connection goes out, then you just don't get some
play,
of the
yeah.
options that you have.
Which is better, like which is one of those only times I'm just like, you know what, I wouldn't mind turning it off. I mean, the only reason I have the game now is, like I said, they are... turning off their marketplace for what it's worth, and then they're making it so that it's not as big as a requirement for a lot of the stuff. Because one of the trophies is like an online trophy. It's a giant slog, and they made it a slog because they wanted you to buy stuff.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
You can't platinum the game without buying?
You can platinum the game, but it's a slog. And if you buy, it'll be a lot faster.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But okay, so you can't platinum the game without going online.
Correct.
Which is... another thing that I hate when it's
there's
like,
a lot
oh,
of
you have to do all
like
this multiplayer,
anymore.
like COD. COD does that.
What are you
going to
do?
That.
What are you going to do? You have to.
Yeah.
I mean, because, yeah, it's
yeah,
an
it,
online
it is
game.
Basically. That's
yeah.
that's
Battlefront, Battlefield, yeah. all those. I get it. You know, like if that's what you're buying into, that's what you're buying into. Like, that, then you have the expectations for that. But there's zero reason for that with a single-player-only experience game, except for there's obvious cash grabs.
Yeah, and one of the things that I really liked about Halo is that it actually had, at least the first one, had a really good story, really long story set, and then you had the online. So if you wanted to do the multiplayer, you could do the multiplayer. But
we can talk about 10-year-plus games all we want, because we're going to have that same thing every single time. It's just like, hey, yeah, I remember online being actually fun. It was like an extra add-on to the game that I already bought.
No, the online wasn't fun. I'm talking about like I like it when there's a good story, and none of the COD games have like a really good
no that's
story.
What I'm saying
that's,
too
that's what I'm talking about
no but that's what
I
I'm
prefer
saying
the
too.
I prefer I, the story driven for the first person shooter.
Agreed. Yeah. But like 10 years ago it was you bought a game and then there was an online part to it as well. It was the add-on, right? Like, yeah. For example, Bioshock 2, right? Phenomenal game. They had an online multiplayer aspect for some fucking reason, just because multiplayer was hot. So you had to have a multiplayer
like
part
Uncharted
to it.
2?
Like Uncharted 2, or Uncharted 3, and Uncharted 4. You know, it's there. It's fun if you want to, but if you don't ever do it, you've lost nothing to the game. Which is awesome. That I'm fine with. Like, if I don't have internet, if I decide just to take my PS4 to grandma's for some reason and play it, let me do that so I can play it.
Then you'll be up to ridicule with your family because you're 34.
Gam Gam loves the PS4. I got her on the PS4, the VR, PSVR.
Oh,
she loved that stuff.
When she came over for the holidays?
Came over for the holidays, and when I went, she requested me to bring it the last time I visited her. She's like, hey, can you bring
it? Before you brought it back to me?
Yeah, before I brought it back to you.
Nice.
So, I mean, like, I can see the benefits. I can see a lot of it and all.
Wait, you did
like that.
You did the horror house
she
roller
did them
coaster
all.
With her.
Like, she was
did
just like,
really
let me do whatever I want. Yeah.
Did you really do that?
She didn't do the shooting one, the horror one or whatever.
I was going to say, like, if Gam Gam did that...
I don't call
Gam
her Gam Gam.
Rocks.
I don't know why I said that.
Because that's the Beer Fest name.
Oh,
Gam
okay,
Gam.
There we go.
Gam Gam was the grandma from Beer Fest.
But yeah.
But oh, she's so dope. she did the Shark Tank though.
She did Shark Tank.
Oh, that Shark Tank.
She's
was
98
awesome.
Years old too. So yeah.
Yeah.
She survived.
She didn't die.
She didn't die from the
Dude,
shark.
Thank God.
Cause of death? Shark.
Shark.
What? We're in Arizona.
Well, the aquarium. I live like 2 miles from the aquarium, so.
Yeah, super fun. So anyway, enough of my rant on the bullshit that is that. My actual playtime this week was focused on a new game that I just got picked up called Survive Mr. Cube. And it's another rogue-style game.
Full disclosure, this was given to us.
Yeah, 100%.
Not you didn't pick it up. It was given to us.
I picked it up.
But it was given to us.
Yeah.
Yes, it was given to us as a review copy. And now this is Jason's unfiltered review. Has nothing to do
it
with
it. Changes
the fact
nothing.
That, yeah,
yeah,
it changes nothing. Yeah. But we have to give the full disclosure. This was a review copy. It wasn't something that you bought.
Fair.
Yes.
Fair. I can see that. I can go on record being like, I don't care if you give me a free game or not. It's not going to change what I view about it.
Yes.
My favorite thing about us is that we do not sell out to our values or just to get review copies or anything like that. We want to just get our opinion out there. We're not paid. We don't make money from this. Our payments in our experiences and then in our games that we receive. And I'm super happy that we all just give our fair opinions on it.
And for any of you out there that actually give out the review copies, we only request the ones that we think are going to be really good. So give those to us. Don't give us the really crappy ones because it feels we feel really bad when we're like, yeah, this one sucked.
It's all good, though. It's all good. So in Survive Mr. Cube, it's another rogue style. So think like Binding of Isaac or Subaria, like I reviewed a few weeks ago. And it is immensely different. So first of all, each area and level in Survive Mr. Cube is humongous. So it's not just like a single screen
Who's
like,
Mr.
level.
Cube?
Mr. Cube is you. So it's basically, it's called Mr. Cube.
Oh, so it's telling you survive.
Yeah.
Survive, Mr. Cube.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay.
So the whole premise is that it's voxel, as they call it, where it's just polygon voxel art on actually pretty detailed terrain. Like the terrain was like heavily detailed and you had all these boxy enemies and yourself running around.
So it didn't look quite as bad as Broforce?
It didn't look quite as
Although
bad
Broforce
as Broforce.
Although Broforce is
so fun. Broforce is fun. But
Broforce.
It looked nice. It was fine.
Broforce.
I wouldn't put it up for like graphical like amazingness or anything like that at all. I mean, it is definitely a rogue style game that you're getting into.
And I will say, voxel fell off the map for a while.
Yeah.
And it's definitely one of the more intriguing ways to make games.
Especially if you mix it, like a mixed media, like 3D Dot Game Heroes.
Yep.
That was a dope-ass game.
Dope-ass game.
Yeah. Popular right.
Yeah, and that's the big issue, is that it's like, where did it go? It's a really great way to make games.
There's something there for it. It obviously has the kiddie, like...
Yeah, you get
it.
A kid feel to it because it's very 8-bit. And
right, it's
it
chibi
look
looking,
cartoony.
It's cutesy, yeah. I mean, this game, though, is punishing as hell. Like, jeez, oh, Pete. So it's
well, and, like, you like Super Meat Boy and Binding of Isaac. Those really punishing games.
I do.
That was one of the reasons why you're like,
I'll take it.
I'm like,
yeah.
Well, I'm still playing a game that I can't talk about, so sure, go for it.
Indeed, and which was fine with me. I enjoyed my time with it. It's huge. It's a lot bigger than the other ones that I've talked about already. But there is a lot of stuff that's still going on there. It's a small development team, so I huge props for them for getting something this large out. But there's a lot of stuff that's just like, oh, man, it's really holding it back.
Is it like original Cuphead design team?
No.
Small?
No.
Not that small, but so it's pretty small.
The game is originally like a mobile game.
Oh, shit.
You can feel,
okay, yes. So then, yes, yeah. It was a small dev team.
You can feel like the carryover from that.
But props to them for realizing, hey, this game is better than a mobile game.
Yeah, and it is. I'll give it that. Like, if this was on a mobile game, I'd probably have been frustrated as hell. And on the PS4 or on a console, it definitely handles a bit more. Audio, though, on it, like, if there, I don't like listening to Spotify on my PS4. I enjoy, obviously, we've talked about this before, OSTs for games and all stuff like that. But if there's ever been a game that I'm just like, I need to turn down the sound effects on everything on this, it was this one, the one song really that repeats all the time. And then all sound effects are just garbage, like and or infrequent. I'm definitely not gonna buy the soundtrack on this one. But if you're looking for a punishing rogue experience, this will definitely get you there. The first few levels are easy, and unfortunately, that's about like a half hour of playtime. And once you get,
so you get a half hour of easy.
You get a half hour of easy, like Weenie Hut Jr. Like your kid can play this, and then you get to like the third world, the third dimension, and it just is like, hey, everything you've just earned and all those power ups you just got are now fucking worthless. Enjoy getting Pound Town, and so it is bad. The scaling is way off on that because I imagine
that's a lot like Mighty Number 9.
It's a lot like Rogue-style games.
Yeah, Ronan played like, you know, like half a level, or he played through the first level and he's like, oh, this is great. And then all of a sudden it just went, boom, you need to have man
everything.
Hands.
Yeah, you need to have everything. And, you know, and they put a lot of it behind the exploring because everything's random. Like even Binding of Isaac, you know, you could get a password and be like, hey, did you like this run? Here's a password, you can make it again. There's no option for that in this. And I mean, when I say everything's random, I mean everything. You get a brand new character that'll have different stats, different starting weapons. You'll have different like levels, and everything's all completely different. Different bosses, different mini bosses, different weapons. Tons of replayability. If you can stand it, though, because like I said, the challenge only comes after a half hour of play. And if you die cheaply because you weren't prepared or didn't like do anything to get through it, or if you're just bum rushed, It can be a little bit defeating. It's very feast or famine in this game. You either start off like God, and you're just like, I'm going to breeze through this, and I'm going to get to where I need to and be able to have a challenge, or you're going to start off like, hey, good job wearing a diaper today, and you're going to try to fight these people. So it's a great challenge. There's better rogue experiences out there, but if you've already beaten them all and you just have a major rogue itch, it's a pretty good fun game.
What did you review it?
When or
what?
I gave it a 6.5 because a lot of the problems came into of the number one, audio quality on it that I was talking about, and then the mobile aspect that I was talking to. It was definitely not suited for a DualShock 4. Some of the aiming, especially with like the gun or bow and arrow weapons, is off because you can tell that they only had like 8 points of direction and not like the 16 or 32 that the DualShock can do. So it was just like, okay, I'm trying to aim this bow and arrow, but I can't hit the degree that I need to. So I have to move myself to be able to make that. And it's a learning curve you have to do that you shouldn't have to do. The control should be suited to the platform that you're on. So there's a lot of technical problems for it, which I can't like fault them for too much because they're obviously a smaller development team. The concept is there. It's a learning curve then if you want to do it. So like I said, if you're looking for that rogue style and you haven't played, or you've played everything else that's out there, this is the next one that's going to be on your list because it's hard to do. I will say, however, that one of the best things about it is that you can platinum this whole game, like platinum trophy, in about 2 hours.
Like, really?
Yeah, the doesn't it's not.
So if you're a platinum farmer.
If you're a platinum or a trophy farmer, this is definitely a game for you because you can just crank it out. You don't have to beat the game. You can get it all the way through. So I did. I got it all the way to, well, I'm not going to lie. I got it to the fourth world, which is the last world. And by then, my patience was pretty high or pretty low. So I felt I did pretty good. And,
wait, so you can platinum the game without beating it?
You can platinum the game without even passing the first world.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Alrighty then. Alright, so this is from Intra Games.
Yes.
Which is a Korean company.
Correct.
Which the Korean market isn't necessarily one. It's
and they're
it's
on
not
the mobile platform aspect more than anything else.
Definitely. Yeah. Right. Yeah, they're not they are a burgeoning as far as like people that are up and coming, but they're not quite there on the technical aspect. So it makes a lot of sense. And the mobile aspect, like you said. So I would say that that's a 6.5 is a solid kind of first outing for this
correct.
Game or for and, this game company
right.
for it. So yeah.
There's props. A lot to do. Good stuff there, but yeah.
All right. Well, pick it up if you hate yourself, I guess.
Or if you're a Rogue fan.
Yeah,
if you're a Rogue fan. Yeah.
Well, because a lot of those Rogue fans, they just hate themselves. Like,
you have
like
to.
Super Meat
you
Boy, man, to. Like, you have to hate yourself.
That's not even a Rogue. Game. That's just, like, platinum.
But I'm saying, though, like, just that type of game where it's just brutally hard. Like, you have
you
to hate yourself.
You keep trying until you get it right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, oh, man, it is so insane. All right. Well, at that point, I think it's time for You Are Wrong Because Reasons.
Reasons.
All right, so we are doing You Are Wrong Because Reasons before E3. Last week was Jason, and this week now is Chris. So Chris is doing a special E3 edition of You Are Wrong Because Reasons, and it is everything that he's looking forward to, and I'm pretty sure that it all sucks.
Pretty much. I mean, E3 is kind of like when I get super salty. Like kind of Jason-like?
Yeah, he's still the saltiest motherfucker at
E3. No, I'll complain 10 times more.
Yeah, he will be complaining nonstop while we're at E3.
Super salty.
Though. I'm the one that gets dazzled by the lights, and I'm like, ooh, pretty colors! Okay, so starting off, we have one honorable mention, is that right? He's thinking. He's thinking.
I don't have a lot on my list, so maybe good.
Well, you're fucking wrong now, so.
Yeah, this entire list sucks. All right, so let's just talk about what we think is great, and he's just retarded.
Chris is just going to stay home.
All right, honorable mention? 1, 2, 3?
Yes, I got 2, actually.
Okay,
right.
Go for it.
The Pokemans.
All the Pokemans?
All the Pokemans.
Return to the Kanto region.
Yes, Pokemon Let's Go.
It should just be called Pokemon Let's Go Return to Kanto.
Yep. So is this related to Pokemon Go?
No. Well, kind of, sort of. You haven't watched the video for it yet?
I've saved my sweet Version E3 asshole for this week.
Man.
I haven't watched
anything. You can take your Pikachu or whatever Pokemon you want in a Pokeball.
Pikachu or Eevee.
A battery. Well, no, you can take any of them. You can take any. They showed off Pikachu.
This isn't that new. I've seen that before.
No. This is a thing. It came out like a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. You take the Pokemon, you put it into the Pokeball, the battery powered Pokeball, and then that's also your Joy-Con if you want to use that for the game. So you can use that to fight and you can throw your Pokeball for it. But you can take that and you can also bring in your Pokemon Go characters and like your Pokemon can talk with them. Yeah.
Mm.
All right. Honorable mention number 2.
Honorable mention number 2 is...
I like the soju.
It is good soju.
It is good soju.
We need to buy another case of this soju.
We're definitely buying another case of soju.
I think it was actually like 3 6-packs of soju.
It's cheaper than water.
So
about.
So we spent $36.
I don't think we spent that much.
Yeah, because it's $2 a bottle.
Do we buy that much?
Yeah, I think
okay,
we did.
Sorry, yeah.
Our number two is question mark?
Well, there's going to be Halo. There was no Halo news last year, so that means there's Halo news this year.
Well,
that's how it always works.
You're hoping that there's something there.
Yeah. I don't think there needs to be a question mark. I'm pretty certain that we're going to get some Halo news.
There better be something. You know, this is definitely the year that Xbox needs to bring their head out of their ass and, like, come to show with, like, some stuff to show off.
It's a 2-hour press conference, I hope to God.
Followed by a full-on media thing.
I told Shannon that if we end up having that second hour being nothing but Xbox TV at that they were talking about before, I swear to God, I'm just going to walk out.
What's their streaming service?
Yeah. No, that's what I'm talking about. It's like they're going to make one. Mixer. You're talking about if it's all Mixer and then they're going to add Microsoft content to Mixer, I swear to God, I'm walking out. I don't care if I get fully blacklisted. I do not want that to happen.
Well, I hope they don't because they need to do something.
Oh, no, right, you guys won't get blacklisted. We've already figured this out. Yeah. You guys don't get blacklisted. Apparently, it's just me.
The asshole. Makes sense.
People like me, they hate you.
Yes. Well, Microsoft likes you. They hate me. But that's because I talk numbers. Numbers are hard facts, and I can't – You can't argue with numbers. As much feeling as you have about your love for a console, if it's not selling, it's not selling.
Yes. And that's the thing. They need to make sure that whatever they're bringing out is going to be like dropping some jaws. Because
they need to have that extra hour devoted to the world. Like an hour devoted to America, which they normally do, and then a full solid fucking hour devoted to Europe, Asia, Africa.
Just new everything. IPs. Just something that's
But it needs to be devoted to them because they're not selling anything. Outside of the U.S., dude, it's bad. We've talked about this.
I don't care about the world. But they need to have a killer app. That's the problem right now. They don't have that.
Well, it doesn't matter in America. So they're still cool selling okay. Mentions. Yes.
What do you got?
Cool with my honorable mentions.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
We'll move on.
We'll
now.
Stop. We'll stop arguing. You know what? Here's the thing. We'll save our Microsoft arguing for tomorrow.
Yeah. After it's all said and done.
Yes. All right. Go. Number five.
You know, I'll be honest.
You're not psyched about goat legs?
I want to see what it is. I'm kind of excited for it, but I'm also kind of holding my breath. Because made by EA and BioWare's last kind of Andromeda kind of...
No, you're right. You're 100% right.
That is totally true. Yes. I'm interested.
I'm interested,
I am very interested in Anthem, and I hope that it does better than Destiny 2.
Well, and we just talked about, we think that there may be in a lull of trying to goad us with payments.
Goat us. Goat legs.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
So maybe they learned their lesson. It's not going to be like over the top, just ridiculous, like trying to charge us for stuff, and they actually make a decent game. Because you know what? Let's be honest, guys. EA and BioWare are both powerhouses of gaming, like, development. So they have the ability to make a good game.
We do like BioWare.
Yeah, BioWare is great.
EA can be hit or miss. But BioWare, yay.
But they're still a powerhouse.
Yeah.
They have the ability to, whether they want to.
Oh, Andromeda was so bad.
Bad.
All right.
Cool, but I agree with that.
Number four.
All right, cool. Number three.
Kind
of
hinted at...
So Forza.
Maybe.
I don't know. We've seen enough fucking advertising of Forza in drift stuff that it's probably Forza. But anywho.
At New Jersey, it was the
when do they not advertise the Forza game, though?
No, I don't see it.
Well, last year.
But they were doing it on the streaming service. Like,
Project Cars 2.
And they were doing it on the stream, too.
On the stream was this.
Not just like on TV. It's like on the stream, on the internet, they're like, Forza.
Yeah, when are they not doing that?
They weren't before. They are now.
They're all the time.
Yeah, they are now. No, on drift. Yeah. Forza is being crammed down people's throats on TV, but not on a drift cast. Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. All right, number three.
Number three.
Killer Queen Black.
Kind of interesting.
Insider trading.
Kinda. But are you kinda interested in this? You're super fucking interested in this, dude. You're super fucking pumped.
It was almost number one.
I'm like, come on, you're super fucking pumped about this.
Yeah. Well, I'm not super pumped about it.
What?
On the fence.
Why?
Because, well,
Arcade Masters. Oh, here it comes. I liked Killer Queen before it was cool. That type of thing. That's exactly what it is. It's so much better in the arcade. The books are better.
Here's a game that's a 5-player game per a console, and now you only have 2 Joy-Cons. You have to buy 3 more. What are you going
to
do?
It comes with it. It's the same fucking thing as if you have to buy 4 more fucking PS4 DualShock controllers.
I know, but now so you have to buy 3 more Joy-Cons, but you can only buy 2 at a time?
No, you can buy singles. You can buy individuals. You can buy a left or a right. Like, you can just buy individual ones if you want to. I hope they
include one with the game.
Or you drop, like, 13 to 15 grand and buy arcade.
Well, let's all just fucking do that.
Yeah, let's just fucking do that. Yeah, okay, mister. The books are better. The arcade console is better. Like, what else are you going to say, mister fucking bullshit? All right, number two.
Number two?
Oh. Okay, oh, Jason, I'm only okay. Yeah, I'm pressing X on Cyberpunk. Only reason I'm okay is because I know what your number one's gonna be, and that, yes. I know that's your jam. But Cyberpunk's my jam. Like, I am.
We all know what number one was gonna be.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'm surprised it wasn't my entire list.
I could care less if their entire booth is just like white. It's just a piece of paper that says Cyberpunk is coming out. Like, that's all it says. I'll be like, oh Jesus! I need this paper.
Actually, you know how cool that would look?
That would look dope.
If it was super stark white, and it just had like an 8.5 by 11.
A podium with the paper on it.
But it's just an 8.5 by 11.
Yeah.
Black text.
Yep.
Arial.
Cyberpunk 2077 coming sometime.
Yeah, it is happening.
Sometime. It's totally happening. All right.
It'd be awesome.
Number one.
We all know Metro Exodus.
Yay, Metro. Look gorgeous. Hopefully we can get some like hands-on time this year.
Hopefully.
That'd be major.
Fact, hasn't gone down since last year.
Is that because mommy told you that if you ejaculate, it's a sin?
No.
That's why we call it Press X.
He doesn't know how to press X. His palms will get hairy.
Oh, my God.
All right, Jason. What should have been in that list, or where? What should have moved on that list?
This is a pretty decent list. For me, like obviously we already talked about, I'm more salty than anything else, so I'm ready to complain about stuff, which we can do if we want to. But for me, I'm actually kind of really excited for what Gearbox brings. Obviously, months ago I was super pumped if there was any Borderlands 3 news. They've pretty well shut that down.
They pretty much said, fuck you, there's not going to be Borderlands 3.
There's not going to be any of that there. But if...
get off our asses.
But their game they are bringing, 1v1, really looks intriguing to me. It looks so intriguing to me that I've made sure that I haven't watched anything. I want to go into it with completely, like, open eyes to it. I have the basic concept down. I understand, like, all that jazz. But I don't want to have... I want to form my opinion there.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to that. I think it's going to be interesting. It'll hopefully be different. Hopefully we'll have another, what was the one that flopped 2 years ago that you bought into?
Lawbreakers?
No, that was last that year.
That was 2 years ago we played the alpha.
No,
we
last year, though, it flopped.
Well, yeah, last year it flopped.
But 2 years ago from Gearbox, that flopped.
Oh, Battleborn.
Battleborn. There we go, yeah. Dun, hopefully it won't be another...
It was a fun game. It actually... It was
they were,
but Battleborn failed because they came out like, and Blizzard basically like,
yeah, Blizzard
fucked
them.
Yeah. Blizzard went out of their way to fuck them. Like they sat there and they're like, no, we don't want these people.
Like
to
that
succeed.
Excuse I
we
can give to Battleborn, I can't give it to Lawbreakers though. Lawbreakers just was.
Oh no, Lawbreakers, no. That game just unfortunately just did not pick. Yeah, it was way too late.
It didn't pick up
anything, and that was a problem. It was a fun game though. It was solid.
Great fun game.
I'm excited for whatever new titles that Sony can bring out. Really excited to hear more about Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's fun.
We didn't say that if you are looking for more information on 1v1, we will have that on our Tuesday episode.
We will. Yes. We have a
because we have our hands on with that at the end of the day on Tuesday. So if you want more information for that, or you want to hear what we heard or what we thought, come back for the Tuesday episode,
which will probably be Wednesday morning
so that'll be EA or E3 day 3.
Cool. Yeah, which will be a lot of fun. I mean, we're gonna literally play that game, eat some curry, and then write about it and talk about it.
Yeah.
So, looking forward to that. Spider-Man, obviously. My salt meter is still on Days Gone.
Especially considering its release date is February 22nd, 2019.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I think that this is going to be the, I'm not holding my breath anymore for this game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to know what zombie-esque game that I am looking forward to, though?
What would that be?
Last of Us 2.
Oh, hell yeah. Good call.
And
totally,
that's
going to
be there.
Based on it.
That's supposed to be there.
Yeah, it will be.
So that's going to be fucking dope. Yeah. For me, so he said the Forza or not Forza the Driftcast game, which we're assuming is just a Forza thing or blah blah blah. For me, I was really like my number five would be Microsoft giving me a reason to buy an Xbox.
They need to.
That's like the biggest thing. That's I told Shannon too. I'm like, she's like, well, what are you really excited for? I'm like, well, it's a 2-hour press conference, so I'm kind of excited to see if Microsoft gives me a reason to buy an Xbox One.
You think they're going to do a price cut already?
Well, they're doing a special on the Xbox One X during E3. Like, what, it's or something like that.
Yeah, but
so they're already
Sony,
doing a
Sony's
price
doing that on the PS4 Pro as well.
Yeah,
but I mean like. Announced like, hey, 2019,
first one for
here it
the
is
Xbox
for $399 or something like that.
But it's the first one for the Xbox
true,
One X. That's
true.
Why I'm saying.
True.
It's like they are doing one. They hadn't done one before, and the console's only been out since November. Like, you're already doing a price reduction on it.
Yeah. Well,
Sony didn't do that for a year or so. Microsoft didn't do that with the Xbox One for a year or so. So it's like, That shows that the One X isn't selling.
Price cut,
but they don't discount normally.
Right.
In the first year.
It's
like,
definitely
that's
a discount.
That's like a thing.
Feel.
You do not discount, like, in the first year.
I think someone's up there just like, hey, let's just throw it for $20. And people like throw themselves all over it. And she's like, no, dude, it's not the price point. Like, if they had, like I
let's,
said,
let's
I
get
hate
this
to get
right.
back to it.
Let's drop it $20 and people will press X all over it.
Yeah, right?
Oh, that's what Microsoft's thinking.
I hate to say it. I hate to say it again, though. If it had the games, like, it wouldn't matter. This could be a $1,000 platform. If they had the games, then the motivation would be there, right?
Yeah. Yes,
so, I mean,
and the games are not there. I do not have any any motivation right now to buy an
none.
Xbox
like
One.
None. Every time I hold it, I'm just like, oh, man, I just really want to play, like, the Halo, like, in high def. Like, that's all I really want to do. But why am I... Yeah, they need something. But why am I spending $500 just to play a 20-year-old game?
And here's the funny thing, is as much as you bitch about the Switch, there are more games that you would want to play on the Switch than on the Xbox.
Yeah, two.
Yeah.
Three. Super Smash coming out soon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. We'll see,
new,
how that goes.
And the new Pokemon's coming out. That's going to be coming out in, like, November,
they haven't
I think.
Made a good Pokemon game, in my opinion, in
what?
A long time.
Okay, so what it looks like is that the... is that Pokemon Let's Go is basically like an updated version of Red and Blue.
Cool.
That's what it looks like.
Cool.
Well, I think it's supposed to be more, Red and Blue, but more yellow.
Well, and yellow too, yeah.
But they're also coming out, announced a game coming out next year as well.
Who did?
Well,
the Pokemon Company?
Yeah.
Mm. I did not see that part.
There's more... a more core-based game.
Okay.
Not 2019. Rather than this one, which is kind of like a mix. Original and Pokemon Go.
Give me that 4K snap, bro. That's
you
all I want.
It. You won't get snap.
What? I know I'm not. I'm just fucking around.
Well, the snap would be great. Like, I already told Nintendo that. I'm like, man, if you guys came out with Pokemon Snap, I know one guy that would buy a Switch in a goddamn heartbeat.
When is our Nintendo? I know you have a bunch of separate meetings, but when's ours?
Wednesday.
Okay,
yep.
Cool. So we'll talk more about what's going
on
there.
With all the Pokemon stuff. So you'll get hands-on with Super Smash Brothers on Wednesday. I get hands-on with it on Tuesday.
Thank God.
So day three, day four for you guys.
Yeah.
So.
But I'm a competent Super Smash Brothers player, and you are not.
I'm an okay Super Smash Brothers player, but I didn't play it that much, though. You played it a lot more than me.
Yeah. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
No, you are not. Not at all.
No.
Very cool. Yeah, good
I kind of held my own a little bit with Jason, which makes me feel like
if
I'm
by,
like,
but your
okay.
own mean you hit me once, yes, you did do that.
I did more than that.
Mm.
I killed you a few times.
Mm. Only because I was like, I'm going to do this an epic move, and then I missed.
And then you failed.
yeah.
But you know what? That's all that Super Smash Brothers is about.
Touché.
Like, I went to go do an epic move. I failed, and I got fucking pummeled. But so I'm super psyched about Super Smash Brothers. I am uber psyched about fucking Killer Queen Black. I can't wait for that because there's... So you're like... Like, oh, well, the arcade. I want people to play it in the arcade. I want this company, I want Bumble Bear to do well off of this game that they developed. It is an amazing fucking game.
It's a lot of fun game.
I really want that. Like, if they stay in the arcades like that, these two dudes aren't going to make a shit ton of money unless they sell it off to somebody else. And they don't want to sell it off to somebody else. They want to keep it, and they want to do all the development on their own. What they have to do, get it in the hands of everybody. And I think that that's what they need to do, and that's what they're going to do, fingers crossed, even though they've been fucking teasing us with a black Facebook cover photo and a black Facebook image. That's what they need to do. And I am super psyched for these guys. I really want them to succeed. I really want this game to go. And seeing all the kids that played, as well as the adults that wanted to play this game at ZapCon. Oh my God, those kids went fucking insane. It was nuts. What?
They didn't fucking leave the goddamn cabinets.
Yeah, you had to pry them away from the goddamn cabinets. And they were rotating in and out, which was good. Yeah. It wasn't like the same ones like tried to post themselves up.
They
stayed. Yeah.
The same kids that stayed there the entire time.
They had their teams, they had everything going, and that's what I want. I want something like that. And I think that if this game finally comes out and it's hitting consoles, I'm like super fucking stoked about it.
It is the best party game if everyone's a gamer. Like, cause what's think about it. There's a ton of party games out there, but they really cater to a lot of like the non-gamer aspect. Right. Think of like the PlayLink or like a lot of the Jackbox games and stuff like that.
Or Mario Party.
Or Mario Party, you know, and stuff like that. Like they're very much like, hey, you know, if you just want to play together and have some fun, we'll make some little simple games for you to play on. Like Mario Party, you know, hit A as fast as you can. You know, that's not like gamer, like hardcore stuff, right? Killer Queen is hardcore gaming. It's simple. It's easy to learn.
It's amazing that Joust on steroids and meth is simple, but also hardcore.
It's really well done. It's a lot of fun, and it's worth it. It would be absolutely worth it to have it.
It's one of those games that
in your home.
And it's one of those games that it takes like a solid like hour or so to really nail down what it is that you need to do. And then once you do it, fuck. Like you put that hour in, you will love this game.
I just know that the amount of money I've put into that arcade machine, I've bought this game about like 15 times.
I haven't. I've gone on many, many, many free play nights. However, if you
I'm paying for it, you fucker.
No, the free play nights are we go on free play nights for league night. If you go on league night, you go on free play night. However, you know how much alcohol I've spent on those nights? Oh my God, I could have bought like two cabinets.
True. That. Cool.
So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Awesome. So obviously this is our first look into E3 without ever actually being there. Right. I'm super excited for seeing it. We're jam-packed this year. Props to you, Chris, for getting that all together a whole lot. Props to you, Eric, for getting a lot of that. Thank you very much for letting me just, like, play around with you guys because I do nothing. It's great. So I'm looking forward to it. Yep.
Please.
Hanging out in Korea. So it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to see what we do. And the fact that we're doing this every day, podcast every day, is insane to me. So props to you, Eric, as well. Yeah.
We get to stare at each other in boxes every fucking day. Yeah. All right.
Do a blog roll.
All right. So follow us, especially follow us, because we're going to be having everything up.
Everything's active now.
Yeah, everything's active, and everything's going to be going while we're at E3. So Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, I Beat It First. The only one is I Beat It First is I Beat It First .com on Facebook. Whatever. So, but everything else is I Beat It First. Instagram, Twitter, you know, all the fucking craziness. And we will be posting as many pictures as we can, as much video as we can.
We'll talk about individual games on the websites at ibeatitfirst.com and ibif.co. So hit us up.
Yeah, definitely read up everything for it. Listen to our podcast. Give us 5-star reviews and review us on iTunes. Like I said, make it like the most brutal fucking thing that you want, but give us 5 stars. That just puts us into the faces of other people. It's totally fine. It's not mean if you give us 5 stars, but it's super mean if you write the right words. So do it right. Thanks a lot, everybody, and have a great E3.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm pumped. I'm pumped, guys.
Oh yeah.
I am super pumped.
Oh, busy.
I want waffle pizza.
I just want curry. Yeah, you said it best, Chris, when you're just like, fuck E3. Just give me that fucking curry.
I want curry. I really want curry.
It's going to be good. The food's going to be awesome.
Oh, some soon tofu.
Staying in Kowtown.
I want some soon tofu. Soon tofu.
Some tofu.
Soon tofu.
Soon. Oh.
I want some soon tofu. I told you about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Log Horizon. Curry tonight. Curry. What? Curry. Yeah,
oh,
curry.
Oh, God, yeah.
Wow. No, I told you what soon tofu actually is, right?
Yeah, it's in the spicy...
It's spicy tofu soup. It's so fucking awesome.
Isn't there a place over by our old place? Yeah. That was, yeah.
That we always made the jokes
called
about.
Called soon tofu, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so and that's when I went to K-Town in New York, I was like, oh, I finally know what soon tofu is.
Crazy. Good episode, guys.